我有收到几张，几个题目哈，就是我们在上课当中发问的。
And I've received some questions regarding our class.
因为我们时间不多啊，所以我们没有办法花很多时间来答复我们的问题。
And because we don't have that much time, we can't spend too much time on these questions.
有些东西啊，我们应当教会有一些资料我们要去看。
The church publishes some materials that we can look at.
所以有些啊，请你们看资料，我不回答。
And if it's possible, you guys can look at the material yourself, and I won't answer the question.
我会简单回答几个问题哈。
But I'll provide some simple explanations for some of the questions.
为什么为保罗的启示啊，有些不准？
Why was it that some of the revelations of Paul Wei were impure?
难道他的那个启示有的是从魔鬼来吗？
Was it possible that some of the revelations were from Satan?
为什么他本来都是从神启示的？难道那个启示如果从神来的，也有不纯正的地方吗？
And originally all his revelations came from God and the Holy Spirit. Is it possible that some of those were not pure as well.
我们对这个启示哈要特别注意。
We should be especially careful in regards to revelation.
启示有的从神来。
Some come from God.
魔鬼也会扰乱。
But some come from Satan.
所以我们要去分辨这些启示是从神来的，不是。
We have to be able to discern whether or not these revelations come from God.
好像主耶稣就问彼得，
And Jesus
问门徒。
Jesus asked the disciples,
他说你们说我是谁？
Who do you say that I am?
彼得说啊，主啊，你是永生神的儿子。
And Peter responded, you are the son of the living God.
主耶稣说啊，你是有福气的。
And Jesus said, you are blessed.
因为这个是神主是你的。
Because you have been given this by God.
所以主耶稣说，我要把我的教会建立在这个磐石上面。
Then Jesus said, "I will establish my church on this rock."
主耶稣讲完以后啊，主耶稣马上说啊，我现在要到耶路撒冷去。
And immediately after he said this, he said he will go to Jerusalem.
要受害被杀。
And he will face trials and be killed.
彼得马上说，主啊，这个事情不要临到你身上。
And then Peter immediately said that this should not happen to you.
主耶稣马上跟他说，撒旦退我后边去，马上跟他赶鬼。
And then Jesus immediately said, "Get behind me, Satan."
因为你没有体贴神的意思，体贴人的意思。
Because you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.
一下主在说，哇，你是神的儿子，主耶稣才称赞他。
And Peter had just said that he was the son of God, and Jesus had praised him.
一下主耶稣又为他赶鬼。
But then, right after, Jesus cast out Satan from him.
所以让我们知道说啊，我们有些启示是从神来的。
So this lets us know that some.
当然，这个是正确的。
Some revelations are from God.
但魔鬼好像虎叫的狮子一样，到处找。
But the devil is like a roaring lion, going everywhere.
人有那个漏洞啊，你心思意念不对，魔鬼马上进来。
And if we leave him some room in our wrong concepts, the devil will come in immediately.
所以有人有失意啦，或者是骄傲的心理啊，有时候魔鬼就会迷惑人。
And sometimes if a person has a heart of pride, then Satan will mislead him.
所以我们对这个启示、异象、异梦啊，我们都要用圣经去判断。
And so in regards to revelations, dreams, visions, we should use the Bible to make a discernment.
和圣经，我们就相信就接受。
If it is according to the truth, then we will believe and accept it.
不合圣经，我们就不接受。
And if not, we will not accept it.
所以有一些基本的道理，要得圣灵说方言。
And some of the more basic doctrines, such as receiving the Holy Spirit, you must speak in tongues.
要流动的活水的洗礼。
And you must be baptized in living water.
要面向下。
You must face downward.
要守安息日。
You must obey the Sabbath.
圣餐要用葡萄汁，要用无酵饼。
And for the Holy Communion, you must use grape juice and unleavened bread.
我们说这些启示啊都对。
And all of these revelations are correct.
因为有圣经很清楚的根据。
Because they have basis in the Bible.
所以我们照样信，我们照样传。
And that's why we do accordingly.
啊，但是有些不对的，我们就不信，不接受。
But for those that are incorrect, we do not accept or believe.
比如说那个梁清明建立为保罗说，我们每个人都姓耶。
And like the person said that everyone should have the last name Ye.
啊，当然这个不合圣经嘛。
And that is not according to the Bible.
啊，为保罗那个说，为着要啊跟啊另外一个一批人啊跟他们联合啊，所以。他这个决定就不对了。
Because Paul Wei wanted to have a partnership with another group of people, he accepted this wrong teaching.
那所以我们今天也是一样，我们要用圣经做我们判断的标准。
And so for us today, we should use the Bible as our standard.
人有时候会变。
And people will change.
比如说这个传道人呐、啊，他很有恩赐。
And some pastors may be very gifted.
啊，讲道理啊，啊，大家听了很感动。
And whenever he delivers sermons, they are very moving.
他说，我们在听道理也要慎思明辨。
But when we're listening to sermons, we should also be careful in discerning.
啊，用圣经对道，如果是合圣经的，感谢主，我们接受。
And if it is according to the teachings of the Bible, then thank God we will accept it.
啊，如果说啊，他虽然很有口才，但是他讲的啊，好像跟圣经不一样呢。
But if the pastor is very eloquent but speaks not that which is not in the Bible,
啊，那我们就要进一步研究。
Then we need to do further studies.
啊，来判断说这个道理对不对
？And to decide whether or not it is correct.
哦，所以不要因为说哦，我很崇拜这个人呐、啊，啊，他讲的都对，不是，不一定。
It should not be that when we admire someone that everything he says is correct.
用圣经做标准。
Rather, we should use the Bible as our standard.
听道理也要慎思明辨。
And when we're listening to the truth, we should also always be discerning.
啊，再来第二个问题啊。
And the second question.
他说，为什么我们叫真耶稣教会？
Why are we called the True Jesus Church?
啊，人家会讲，哇，你们太骄傲了。
And other people may say we're too proud.
啊，为什么要叫做真耶稣教会？
So why do we call ourselves True Jesus Church?
这个题目我不回答哦。
I will not answer this.
请你们回家看书。
Because there are some publications that you can look at.
你看中文的话，你就看《真道提要问答》。
For Chinese, it's Q&A on the truth.
第十四章。
The 14th chapter.
他把为什么叫真，为什么叫耶稣，为什么要有教会？分析得相当好，都是根据圣经来。
And we explain and analyze each of the words of the name of our church.
啊，所以你看了以后，你会觉得很感动。
And after you read it, you will feel very touched.
啊，真耶稣教会就是真神耶稣的教会。
The True Jesus Church is the true church of God.
啊，这个名字好不好？
Isn't that a great name?
就是主耶稣讲，你们听我的道理，就真正是我的门徒。
Jesus said, "If you listen to my truth, then you will truly be my disciples."
真是我是谁？耶稣，门徒是谁？教会。
So truth is Jesus, and church is us.
所以真是表示神。
True is God.
教会就是信徒。
And church represents the members.
耶稣做中保。
And then Jesus is the mediator.
所以这个都有圣经根据啊，请你们自己看书。
There is biblical basis for all of this, and you can read it in this book.
啊，看了以后你就知道说怎么回答。
And then you will know how to answer this question.
看英文的话，请你先看这个，基本教义的 Q&A.
And then for English, there's the Q&A on basic beliefs.
啊，第十三章。
And chapter 13.
好，请你们先看哦。
And you can read about it.
啊，结束的时候啊，你们是不是可以交一个报告
？And then.
可能现在书不够了，你们回去就找啊。你没有书的话，你可以上网去跟联总要。
We may not have enough copies here, so you can go online and request it from the GA.
哦，你们上网去跟他订，他就会寄过来。一般教会里面都有这种书哈。
It should be available at your local church, but if not, you can order it online.
啊，你也可以看看教会有什么书籍啊。
You can look at the other
我们原则上英文书大概都是不要钱的。
And for English publications,
啊，都是他有跟你讲说他成本多少，然后你自由奉献。
They will tell you what the suggested offering value is.
所以请大家对我们教会的诗刊呐、啊、多看，你就多了解。
So please read more of the church publications, then you will better understand the truth.
人家问了、啊，你就知道。
And you will know how to answer other people's questions.
啊，再一个问题。
And one more question.
我们教会第一个人是谁开始
？So who started the church?
啊，谁帮他们洗礼
？And who baptized him?
我们讲说有三个工人嘛。
We said there were three workers.
啊，第一个接受活化的洗礼的应该是魏保罗。
And the first one who received the correct baptism is Paul Wei.
不过保罗之前呢、啊，没有人经过活化的洗礼啊。
But before him, no one else received correct
baptism. 所以是主耶稣为他洗礼的。
And so it was Jesus who baptized Paul.
主耶稣叫他到那个永定河啊，永定，大红门外那个永定河那里哈。
Jesus told him to go to wash in the Yongding River.
所以他下去。啊、主耶稣叫他面向他洗礼。
And then Jesus told him to face down in baptism.
好、啊，所以主耶稣向他洗礼前后啊，主耶稣都向他显现哦。
And before and after baptism, Jesus revealed himself to him.
啊，然后啊，就叫他禁食。
And then
先叫他禁食。
And then first he told him to fast.
啊，然后啊，给他启示很多很多的道理。
And after many revelations.
啊，他禁食满了以后啊。主耶稣啦，摩西、以利亚又向他显现。
And after he finished fasting, Moses, Elijah appeared to him.
好，那我现在就继续开始讲了哈。
So we'll continue with our class.
我说我们因为时间很紧，所以我没有时间回答我们很多问题。
Because the time constraints, I cannot answer too many questions.
继续谈那个台湾的教会。
Continue to discuss the churches in Taiwan.
那个吴弟兄。
Brother Wu.
吴弟兄，请他叫一下。
Jeremy.
啊，你帮忙我们把那个中国的地图啊啊放一次。
So we'll display the map of China.
因为我要让你们知道说台湾跟中国在哪个地方。
I'll let you know the locations of Taiwan and China.
中国很大的一个地方哈。
China's the larger land.
啊，台湾就在一个小小的地方。
And Taiwan's a tiny little island.
在下面哈，有一个小小的地方。
It's in the lower right-hand corner.
我们知道这个1917年中国的教会开始。
And 1917, the church was established.
十年间呢、啊，就从北方一直传到南方。
And within 10 years, it was spread from the north to the south.
啊，那个在那个1926年左右啊，那个中国大陆的教会已经相当多了。
And around 1926, there were already many churches in China.
1926年啊，传到这个是台湾哦，这么小。
So that's Taiwan.
啊，这是整个中国这么大。
And that is China.
好、哦，哎，啊，但是很奇妙，就是。1949年以后啊，因为啊共产党统治中国。
Around 1946, the
communist.
Oh, communist. The communists took over China.
啊，因为你知道共产党本来是无神论的嘛。
And they were originally atheists.
所以他不啊。不赞同有宗教。
And so they do not approve of the religions.
啊，所以当时教会的一些有的教会庙宇什么啊啊都被关起来。
And so churches and temples and such were all closed.
哦，所以大概1950年代以后啊啊信仰就失掉自由。
And so after 1950, you were no longer allowed religious freedom.
所以中国的教会跟外界就失掉联络了。
And so the churches in China lost communication with outside.
啊，很多的传道人都被抓去关。
And many pastors were arrested.
啊，我们以前总会的啊五个常务里面呢、啊。
And then in our GA, five of the.
蒋约翰长老是死在监狱。
Elder John Yan died in.
张洒家长老啊，他被关到八十几岁才放出来。
And Sajia Zhang died also, was released in his late age.
啊，像那个杨院长老，他很年轻，他是坐最后一班船。
Okay.
Yong Yang.
John Yang.
他是坐最后一班船从上海回到台湾。
Took the last ship from Shanghai to Taiwan.
他回去以后，两边就中断关系了。
And after he left, the two sides stopped relating.
本来他的见证里面说，他本来在福建传道的。
And so in his testimony, before he was preaching in Fujian.
因为局势很不好，所以南京总会有人打电话说叫他赶快回去。
Because it was at a bad time, so he was called to return back.
所以他就带着太太孩子。
And so he took his wife and kids.
从南京坐火车到上海。
And from Nanking, he took.
都是人山人海啊。
He went to Shanghai.
所以很多人都走失掉。
And many people were lost.
那就那个行李，行李没有办法这样提，都放在头上。
And he couldn't carry the luggage on his side, but carried it on his head.
那这个行李，人家就帮你推推推往前推。
And then people will carry it, push it forward.
所以人很多啊。
And there were many people.
很多人都要逃。
And everyone was fleeing.
到了上海刚好买到船票。
And at Shanghai, he got a ticket.
就回台湾。
To return to Taiwan.
后来在下一班船，就被炸弹炸沉在海里面。
And it happened that the next ship was bombed.
后来再来就没有了。
And there were no more ships to go.
这个杨长老回台湾以后，当然对台湾的教会，那个基础的建设很重要。
Elder Yang was very important to the establishment of the foundations of the churches in Taiwan.
因为中国的教会失掉联络，所以后来神就用台湾教会做基础。
Because we lost communication with the churches in China, the churches in Taiwan were the center.
宗教教义。
And for RE.
青年的灵恩会。
And for the SSC for the youth.
设立神学院。
And also theological.
所以栽培了很多工人。
And many workers were trained.
然后再联络全世界的教会。
And then they communicated with all the churches in the world.
成立了联合总会。
And established the IA.
所以一开始的时候都用台湾的教会做中心。
And so the churches in Taiwan were the center.
1985年。
And in 1985,
才把联总的总部搬到洛杉矶来。
Was when the IA was moved to the Los Angeles area.
虽然现在我们总会在联总在洛杉矶登记。
And even though the IA is registered in Los Angeles.
但事实上我们现在人力还不是很够。
We still are lacking workers.
所以主要的人力资源还是以台湾为主。
And so the in terms of workers and resources, the we still get a lot from Taiwan.
所以虽然像我担任联总的训练部负责。
And I am responsible for the training department of IA.
我们很多的工人差派，大概都是派台湾的传道出去帮忙。
But for many of our workers, we send them out from Taiwan.
因为台湾的传道者有100多人。
Because there are over 100 pastors in Taiwan.
我们在美国的传道者才只有。 11个到现在11个
But in the U.S. we only have 11.
所以我们人力很不足。
And so we are lacking workers.
当然我们在美洲还有欧洲、非洲，我们传道人也是常常都出去。
And then in America, Africa, and Europe, we also have pastors that travel.
所以我们也知道说，我们常常都看不到传道。
And so often we do not see our pastors.
因为人太少，工作太多。
Because we are lacking workers, but there's much work to do.
我们现在来谈这个台湾的教会。
And now we'll discuss the churches in Taiwan.
台湾的教会，台湾是从这个福建这边传过来。台湾跟福建很近。
And so Taiwan and Fujian are very close.
台湾以前很早很早以前是一个荒岛。
A square island.
就是一个都没有人住的岛。
So originally no one lived in Taiwan.
后来有一些南洋的一些土著，他们坐船搬到台湾来。
And so some of those in southern China took the ship over.
所以台湾的山地人，原住民很多，跟那个南洋、沙巴或者菲律宾的那个土著，他们语言有的可以通。And
so the Aboriginal people of Taiwan, their language and culture is like those in Southeast Asia.
后来大概400-500年前，从中国。 就有一些人过来。
And then 400, 500 years ago, there were some people from China who went over to Taiwan.
大概中国的清朝、明朝末年、清朝初年。
It was at the end of the Ming Dynasty, beginning of the Qing Dynasty.
啊，那个时候过来的人就比较多。
And more people went over from China.
啊，因为清朝把中国占领了，所以明朝的人呢、啊，他们就跑。
Because the Qing Dynasty took over, so those in the Ming Dynasty fled.
啊，当时有一个领导者叫做郑成功啊。
And then there was a leader called Chen Gongzhen.
啊，郑成功的爸爸是中国人，妈妈好像是日本人哦。
And his father was a Chinese, was Chinese, and his
啊，他爸爸好像海盗出身的吧？海盗出身的。
He was born overseas. he's like a pirate.
海盗知道吗？现在像那个。现在在中东不是有一个国家都是专门来抢人家的钱财那个船呢、啊、
？So it's like countries in the Middle East that take over the people.
索马利亚，索马利亚。
In Somalia.
哦，索马利亚出很多海盗啊。
There are many pirates in Somalia.
好、哦，啊以前呢、啊，他郑成功啊就带了很多人呢、啊，他就退到台湾。
So this Mr. Chen took many people to Taiwan.
啊，所以台湾大部分都是福建的漳州人跟泉州人。
And so they are, many of those in Taiwan are from two groups in Fujian.
啊，这个背景我谈到这里，我不详细谈了哈。我们现在来谈那个，后来这个1895年，中国跟日本打仗失败了。
And then in 1895, China fought against Japan, but lost.
所以就把台湾这个地方啊，就割给日本。
And so,
这是韩国。
So Japan took over the control of Taiwan.
好、啊，所以日本人统治台湾50年。
And so Japan was in control of Taiwan for 50 years.
1895到1945。
From 1895 to 1940.
所以在第二次世界大战结束以后啊。啊，这个台湾才归回给中国。
It was only after the Second World War that Taiwan was given back to China.
1945年。
1945.
但是经过四年以后。
But after 4 years.
因为中国啊发生内战。
Because there was internal revolution.
国民党跟共产党打仗。
The communists and the nationalists had a battle.
那所以国民党就失败了，就退到台湾这个岛。
And the nationalists lost, so they went to Taiwan.
1949年，整个中国啊就变共产党统治。
And then the entire land of China was taken over by the communists.
啊，其实啊，共产党要拿台湾很容易。
And it would be easy for the communists to take over Taiwan.
啊，但是为什么台湾啊会一直留到现在
？But how come they have not?
因为这个跟神的道理有关系。
Because it's related to the word of God.
因为神借着这个小小的地方啊，要成为啊传福音的根据地。
Because God wanted to use this small land as the center of preaching the gospel.
那、啊、所以很奇妙，台湾这么小，这么小。
And Taiwan is such a small country.
啊，你地图上啊，那个世界地图啊，常常都看不到了，找不到了。
And often we cannot even find it on the world map.
当然，台湾很有名啊。
But it's quite famous.
好、哦，啊，这个不是因为台湾有什么成就，而是因为神的教会在那里。
And it's not that Taiwan has any special achievements, but rather that the church.
所以这是很奇妙的。
And that's very miraculous.
假使说我们常常在台湾的时候跟弟兄姊妹讲，假使台湾的信徒啊不负起世界传道的责任，台湾会失掉。
And we often tell the members in China that if they do, Taiwan, if they do not pick up the responsibility of preaching the gospel, then Taiwan will fail.
啊，假使他们会负起这个世界传道的使命，出钱出力，这样的话，神会保守他们，
but、
没有人可以把他拿走。
If they pick up this duty of preaching the gospel with providing workers and resources, then God will continue to keep Taiwan.
所以这个跟神的救恩有关系。
So this is related to the salvation of God.
那说我们现在谈这个台湾教会的开始哈。
And then we'll talk about the beginning of the churches in
Taiwan.
我有
说到这个黄以丽莎长老嘛。
And so I talked about Elisha Huang.
黄以丽莎长老他们家族啊，他们都是啊反对日本的一些啊青年。
And so he was part of those who were rebelling against Japan. And he went over to China, mostly in Fujian.
啊, 办大学, 开工厂,
he will go to colleges and open up factories.
啊, 就主要就是训练一批啊, 台湾青年, 啊, 准备来反抗日本的。
And he will train up the youth to rebel against Japan.
啊, 这个在1923年呢, 道理传到福建。
And in 1923, the gospel was preached to Fujian.
所以第一间教会福州教会建立起来。
And so the church in Fuzhou was established.
啊, 然后两年当中啊, 福建就有60几间教会。
And within 2 years,
两年,
within 2 years, 60, over 60 churches were established.
啊, 这个王以利沙长老他们就在福建得到道理。
So Elder Elisha Huang received the gospel in Fujian.
所以他们说啊, 我们现在要救自己的同胞啊, 不是搞革命, 而是靠道理。
And he said that in order to save our brethren, we do not use the rebellion, but rather or revolution.
所以他们后来啊, 大学工厂都不办了。
But through the troops, so they would no longer have the colleges and factories.
然后就带着传道人啊, 到台湾去传道人。
And he brought some pastors over back to Taiwan.
啊, 第一次就是1926年的1月。
And it was in January 1926.
40天。 建设3间教会
And in 40 days, 3 churches were established.
一开始这个献西教会只有80几个人
And at first, there was only 80-some people in the 献西 church.
然后到了七八月的时候，已经人数超过200多人了。
But by July or August, there were over 200 members.
所以那个发展相当快。
And so the growth was very quick.
从献西教会又开始有一个教会叫做和美教会。
From 献西 Church, they established another church called 和美.
啊，这个就是那个黄以利沙长老的弟弟啊，去开拓的。
And that was the church led by the brother of Elisha Huang.
啊，这个黄长老的事迹我上一次有谈了。
And I discussed some of the events of Elisha Huang.
我最后补充一点。
And I have some supplements.
黄长老本身啊。 他对圣经有很深入的研究
And Elisha Huang had many deep research into the Bible.
啊，所以啊， 他常常办训练
And so he often arranged for training.
跟那个哥多玛长老去帮忙
For Elder Thomas Go.
啊，所以他们开了很多训练班， 训练很多工人
So along with Elder Go, they had many seminars to train.
后来这个道理传到日本的时候， 他也到日本啊， 在那边开讲习会
And when the gospel was preached to Japan, he also arranged for workshops there, and he preached in Japan as well.
因为他那个英文、希伯来文、日文、德文都会。
Because he knew English, Japanese, Hebrew, and German.
啊，所以我说他自己有一个很大的图书馆呢。
And so he had his own personal library.
啊，光这个出埃及记的参考书就几十本了。
And just on the Book of Exodus, he had many reference.
啊，所以他对圣经的道理很深入。
And he was very rooted and deep inside, deep in the truth.
他本来有心啊, 想要当传道者。
And he wanted to be a pastor.
但是后来他没有当。
But he did not become one.
因为他在社会上也有很多成就，也当官了。
Because he was also an official in society.
哦啊，但是圣经的研究很深入。
But he made much research into the Bible.
所以他很多的这个圣经里面的那个著作。
And so he had many works concerning the Bible.
啊，最有名的就是启示录研究。
And his most famous was research into Revelations.
因为他对那个启示录很深呐，很难呐。
And so Revelations is a very difficult.
啊，他就慢慢祷告，慢慢祷告。
And through prayer.
啊，从开始慢慢这样研究。
And he researched slowly.
啊，主耶稣给他启示很多的道理。
And Jesus revealed many truths.
所以呢，一段一段就把它整理下来。
And he was able to organize all of it.
最后就出来一本书。
And he wrote the book.
啊，这一本书啊，你比外面的启示录研究更有价值了。
And the teachings in this book are more valuable than any other book about Revelations.
我们有时候要讲到要参考很多书哦。
And so often when we're giving sermons,
看到外面那个启示录的研究有的随便乱写。
We look at reference books, but some of the other reference books about Revelations are not great.
啊，你看到黄长老的书啊，你读了以后你会很受感动。 真的是神的启示。
But if you read Elisha Huang's book on Revelations, you will be very moved and feel that it truly is the revelation of God.
他在写启示录的时候啊， 魔鬼都会来捣蛋。
When he was writing the book, the devil or Satan will come to bother him.
打倒他。
To bother him.
他说一开始的时候，魔鬼来了，奉主耶稣圣名就赶。
So at first, he will always cast the devils out.
赶他以后，魔鬼就走掉了。
And so they will leave.
走掉了以后，他又来。
But after they leave, they will come back.
来了又赶。
And he'll cast them out again.
哇，常常这样啊，环环路路，魔鬼常常来打扰。
And so it kept going back and forth like this.
后来啊，他就想啊，管他，不要受他影响。
And finally he said, "Oh, just let them be."
啊，魔鬼来了以后，他想要表演来扰乱你嘛。
And the devil will come to bother him.
啊，你不理他。
But he will ignore them.
啊，他表演没有人看啊，没有观众。
And since they have no audience.
啊，后来魔鬼就觉得没有意思，自己就走掉了。
The devil.Feel bored, so then leave it by himself.
哦，这是他在写启示录当中的见证哦。
So that was the testimony about when he was writing the book of
Revelation. 哦，现在来谈这个黄以利沙长老的弟弟叫黄基甸长老。
And then I'll talk about Elisha Huang's brother Gideon Huang. 啊，
其实啊，最早得到道理的是黄基甸长老。
And the first one who received the gospel was Gideon Huang.
台湾人第一个得圣灵的是黄基甸长老的爸爸。
And the first one in Taiwan to receive the Holy Spirit was the father of Gideon Huang.
啊，那个时候他们本来是信长老会。
And at first they were in the Presbyterian Church.
啊，那是这个黄基甸长老他年轻的时候就想，圣经里面都讲说啊。啊、信的人要有圣灵同在啊。
And Gideon Huang was thinking, and the Bible says that those who believe in God must have the Holy Spirit.
啊、所以啊，他就一直问，问了好多人呐、啊，好多牧师说啊，我们怎么样才可以得圣灵
？And he kept asking many of the ministers, how can we receive the Holy Spirit?
一般的牧师的答案说，你信都有了，你不要怀疑。
And the typical answer was that when you believe you have it, don't doubt.
啊，你相信有就有了。
If you believe you have it, then you have it.
啊，然后他觉得说没有啊，我就是没有得圣灵啊。
But he felt that in himself he did not receive the Holy Spirit.
虽然你说我有圣灵，但是我现在跟圣经里面所讲的都不一样啊，我不会说方言啊。
And you say that I have it, but I don't have it because the Bible says you must speak in tongues.
所以他就一直在追求查考。
And so he continued his pursuit and studies.
啊，突然在1925年呢、啊。
And then
听到说，哎，真耶稣教会在福建里，福州。
In 1925, he heard that there was a True Jesus Church in 福州。
啊，所以他就写信啊，到福州的教会去。
And、so then he wrote the letter, a letter to the church.
听说你们有圣灵啊，啊，圣灵是怎么样啊？
Then,
我怎样才可以得圣灵啊
？I hear you have the Holy Spirit. What is it like, and how can you receive him?
啊，福州教会啊，接到了以后啊，就派一个姓蔡的执事。
And then when the church received it, they sent Deacon Tsai.
啊，他们大概住在厦门那个地方啊，就那个蔡执事就来。
Who lived around Xiamen, and then he went to Gideon Huang.
啊，就用圣经啊跟他们讨论。
And using the Bible, he discussed with him.
他说啊，他听了三天的道理，他就决定要信。
And after 3 days of listening to these teachings, he believed.
因为这个道理啊，都是根据圣经来。
Because all of these teachings were from the Bible.
哇，所以他听了很受感动。
So he was very moved.
啊，这个后来他慢慢的听道理。
And after learning more of the teaching,
结果到第20天
，on the 20th day,
啊，他的爸爸72岁，他的爸爸先得圣灵。
His father, who was 72 years old, received the Holy Spirit.
所以，这个黄基甸长老跟他的爸爸还有他的女儿啊，第一次洗礼。
And so Gideon Huang, his father and his daughter, they were baptized then.
啊，那个时候洗礼啊，他们家就是4个人。
And their family, they have 4 people.
好、哦，这是第一批啊，台湾人受洗。
And so they were the first ones in Taiwan to be baptized.
啊，这个受洗了以后啊，他就去租了一个房子。
And after baptism, he went to rent a
在街上租了一个房子。
He rented a house on the street.
他每天晚上啊，就开始布道哎。
And every night he had evangelical service.
听了20几天的道理啊，就开始当传道布道啊。
And after only listening to the truth for 20 days, he began to preach himself.
啊，那个时候他还自己本身还没有得圣灵。
And he himself had not received the Holy Spirit yet.
所以他就带着2个女儿。
So he took his 2 daughters.
每天早上6点。
And every morning at 6.
就在他们租的房间，在那边祷告1个小时，每天1个小时。
They would pray for an hour in that rented house.
不停的哦。白天祷告，晚上布道。
And they would pray in the morning and preach at night.
啊，他们租的房子门口挂一个真耶稣教会。
And at the door of their house, they would hang a sign, True Jesus Church.
啊，这个经过了第40天、40天。
And after 40 days.
第40天。
At the 40th day.
啊，这个黄基甸长老他先开始啊， 圣灵感动，开始讲方言。
Gideon Huang was touched by the Holy Spirit and began to speak.
然后他两个女儿同时间，啊，讲方言。
And then his two daughters at the same time spoke in tongues as well.
啊，所以啊，他们受洗以后第40天呐、啊，这个爸爸跟两个女儿同时间得圣灵。
And so 40 days after baptism, the father and two daughters received the Holy Spirit.
啊，得圣灵以后，当然他们很快乐啊。
And of course, they were very joyful.
好、哦。啊、所以他们就继续的在那里做布道的工作。
They continue to evangelize there.
啊，这个黄长老他一直啊得圣灵以后，他就立志啊，他要当传道。
And Elder Huang determined to become a pastor then and there.
所以后来刚好在南京啊开了一个3个月的神学训练。
And in Nanking there was a 3-month theological.
啊，他就去参加。
And he went to attend it.
啊，在那边呢、啊，常常很多人呐、啊、都进食祷告这样。
And during the event, many people were fasting.
啊，所以大家圣灵很充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以得到很大的能力。
So they received great power.
哦，后来这个黄长老他想说啊，后来他的哥哥啊，他的哥哥后来也信了嘛。
So、
就黄以利沙长老后来也信了。
So Gideon Huang's older brother Elisha Huang also later on believed.
而且信了以后啊，他又带传道到台湾去传道了。
And so Elisha Huang brought some pastors over to Taiwan to preach.
啊，他就想说啊，那我应该啊回到台湾去传道了。
So Gideon Huang thought that she should also return to Taiwan to preach.
所以呢，就回台湾的时候啊，他就开始啊，他本来在福建啊传道一段时间，然后回台湾。
And so at first he was preaching in Fujian, and then he returned to Taiwan.
第一个就是去找他的岳父。
First, he went to find his father-in-law.
啊，因为他的岳母嘛生病。
Because his mother-in-law was sick.
所以他就第一个去找他的岳父传道的。
So, the first person he went to find was his father-in-law to preach.
啊，他的岳父啊，就是后来的郭辉利门长老。
And then his father-in-law was Philemon Kuo.
你如果买中文书的话，哈，常常有一个辉利门书房。
And if you buy Chinese books, you'll see that there's a Philemon Publishing Company.
啊，这个就是那个辉利门长老的祖孙他所设立的一个啊慈善机构之一啦。
And that charity was established by
台湾总会的哈。
It's part of the GA of Taiwan. It was established by the grandchildren of Philemon Kuo.
然后来这个辉利门长老信主。
And then so Philemon Kuo came to believe.
啊，后来福建又派一个传道叫做。钱亚伯，姓钱的传道者。
And then, they sent another pastor.
所以他就跟黄继连长老啊，他们就配合啊，啊常常就出去布道。
And he worked together with Gideon Huang to preach.
啊，他们布道的都是一个村庄一个村庄啊这样走。
So they would travel from village to village.
啊，他们的装备是什么
？And so what did they bring with them?
一个鼓。
They will have a drum.
很大的砰砰砰那个鼓。
A very big and loud drum.
还有那个锣啊，轻轻轻轻那个锣啊。
Scrolls, cymbals. They also bring cymbals.
啊，还有一个喇叭。
And they all have a trumpet.
啊，然后带一个简单的床。
And also a simple bed.
这是他们啊出去布道的时候的装备。
And so that is what they brought with them to preach.
弄一个旗子写真耶稣教会布道。
They also had a flag that says preaching evangelism of the True Jesus Church.
啊，所以他们就一个地方走过一个地方。
So they travel from location to location.
啊，都没有带东西呀、啊。啊，如果有人信主，有人接待啊，啊就有东西吃。
And since they didn't bring anything else with them, if someone believed, then they will have food to eat.
有时候没有人接待，就都饿肚子。
And so if they were not invited by anyone, they will be hungry.
啊，如果没有人接待的话，没有地方住，就人家的那个屋檐底下。啊，借住那里啊，用那个行军床啊，啊，在那边过夜。
If no one invited them to their house, they would use some shade and have their movable bed.
啊，他们到一个村庄以后啊，他们就先敲锣， so, 就到一个大街小巷去敲锣。
And so
清清清
wherever they go, they will first clang the cymbals.
啊，然后就打鼓。
And then hit the drums.
哦，啊，有很多人呐、啊，听到这个声音呐、啊，就会很好奇，就来看哦。
When people heard the sound, they were curious, so they came over to see.
啊，找到一个比较宽大的一个场所啊，就停下来。
When they had a larger ground, they
were stopped. 啊，人越来越聚越多。
And then when more and more people were
gathered, 啊，就用喇叭吹赞美诗。
They will use a trumpet to blow to
一首诗接着一首诗吹
they would play many hymns.
吹完你又开始讲道
and after hymns they would begin to preach
讲道完你又如果有人要相信有什么需要祷告就为他们祷告
and afterwards if there's any prayer request you would pray for them
最早的那个布道会都在外面都可以领人祷告
and then at that time during evangelical services they would pray in tongue outside
我小的时候我们参加那个布道会在那个广场里面广场很多人也是在那边领人祷告我小的时候是这样
When I was young, and I would also join the evangelical service in the outdoors.
所以有的病痛的人帮他祷告，就得医治；有的人就得圣灵了。
And then some who were sick were healed, and some received the Holy Spirit.
所以就是这样，道理就是这样传开。
And that was how the gospel was preached.
所以当时他们传道理很辛苦。
And it was very difficult work to preach.
但是他们很热心。
But they were very fervent.
就他说这个道理这么好就一个村庄一个村庄这样传。
They, knowing how good the gospel was, they preached from village to village.
那我顺便谈到那个钱雅伯他是一个执事。
And then also there was a deacon Chen.
因为他到台湾工作一段时间
And he worked in Taiwan for some time.
当然也会想家。
And of course he missed home.
有一天在台中教会聚会
And once he was in service at Taizong Church.
聚会完了以后，一个年轻人就站起来。
And then during the service, a young person.
讲灵言噜噜噜噜，一直讲，组织他一直讲。
A young member stood up and spoke in tongues directed at him.
很多人说，这个年轻人怎么这么没有礼貌
？And many people thought the young man was very rude.
到底对这个传道者在讲什么？用灵言在讲呢
？What was he saying to the minister？
结果那个前主事说。我知道，我知道他在讲什么。
And Deacon Chen said, "I know what he's saying."
他说你人在台湾，但是你的心在福建。
Your person here is in Taiwan, but your heart is in Fujian.
你虽然来这里传道者，神派你来这边传道做工
Even though you were sent here to preach the gospel.
但是你每天都在想家。
But every day you think about home.
就是这样提醒他了。你既然来做工你要专心一点
And that was a reminder to him that since you are working, you should be more diligent.
这是很奇妙的。
So that was a miracle.
这个黄基殿长老，我说因为他住在县西的地方乡下的地方因为那个教会。他们当年就盖了一个礼拜堂。
And so Gideon Huang lived in Shanxi, which was a rural area.
一月开始传道，到八月的时候已经两百多人了。
And so after a few months, there were over 200 members.
所以当黄基殿长老回去以后接着说我们有需要往别的地方。
And so after he returned, he felt that he should go to other places.
刚好他们的亲戚在和美那边本来有一个工厂。
And he had relatives in Hemei where they had a factory.
跟人家有纠纷所以那个工厂就没有办法继续经营。
Because they had some competition, they were not able to continue.
所以后来他就把那个工厂就把它买下来。
And so they bought the factory.
有一个很宽阔的地方就来做礼拜堂。
And so they used that place for services.
所以就从那边开始做和美教会，分设了和美的教会。
And that is how they started Hemei Church.
那个和美教会后来也是发展很快。
And that church also grew very quickly.
我们知道说也有很多工人从那边出来。
We know that many workers came from that church.
那黄基殿长老他传道当中有两，我现在讲两件就是第一个我讲说那个郭辉利门长老。
And so there were two things about Elder Gideon Huang that I'll talk about. First is Elder Philemon Kuo.
那个郭长老他本来年轻的时候他是做木工。
And so when Philemon Kuo was young, he was a carpenter.
但是他染上了吸鸦片。鸦片知道吗
？He got sick.
那个不是 sick， 有吃一种。
Oh, he was addicted to opium.
那个鸦片吃下去以后你会中毒人就懒懒的，没有办法做工作嘛。
So because of the poison of opium, he became lazy.
所以英国要打中国的时候，就叫大家先吸鸦片。
So when England was fighting China, they gave everyone opium.
所以有一个鸦片战争嘛，对不对
？So there was an opium war.
你每个人吸鸦片懒懒的你就挨打嘛。
And so that if you are lazy because of opium, then you'll get beaten.
所以因为他染上了吸鸦片所以 他有一个儿子生重病发烧啊，他都没有办法去照顾他，后来就那个孩子就死掉了。
And so because he began to take opium, he became lazy and didn't do much. So one of his sons died because of.
啊，所以他就很难过，很难过啊。
So he's very sad about, very sad about.
啊，但是你要改又没有力量啊。
But he had no power to change.
啊，结果在那个时候刚好有长老会的人呐、啊。啊、就来照顾他们
so that time some from the Presbyterian
所以他们后来就到长老会去信耶稣、
Presbyterian Church came to take care
后来他那个鸦片、啊、就戒掉了
so he believed in Jesus and was able to cut off the opium、
啊、他在那个长老会里面、啊、非常的热心
and he was very fervent in the Presbyterian Church
所以他慢慢做工、啊啊、就赚来一点钱他就奉献
and after working he would offer money、
啊、后来、啊、他就去开一个那个印书的公司
and then he opened a, publishing company.
因为那个时候刚刚那个经济要起步的时候、
he was opened a printing press and then when the economy was、
啊、所以他一开始做这种印书工作刚好是一个时机
and it was the opportune time for a printing press、
啊、所以他经济就慢慢的好了
and so he became better financially、
啊、好了以后啊所以长老会啊他们整个台湾哦说分成两部分
And then, the Taiwan was split into two parts.
如果台湾的中部以北啊，那教会要什么，就是郭长老在奉献。
For the northern half, then if they needed anything, then Elder,
所以那出钱出力啊
，Elder Will will provide the
非常的热心
，will provide all the resources.
啊，后来那个黄基殿长老回去以后，接着说，我这个岳父啊，这么热心。
And so when Gideon Huang returned, he thought that his father-in-law was so zealous.
啊，但是啊，他得到那个道理啊，不完全。
But the gospel he, the truth he received was not complete.
所以他就一直想要啊，把道理传给他的岳父。
So he wanted to preach to him.
啊，啊，他就带了哥多玛啦。
So he brought Thomas Go.
啊，还有那个张巴拿巴啦长老啦。
And also Elder Barnabas Chang.
他、啊、去跟那个他的岳父谈道理。
To、preach the gospel to his father-in-law.
因为他岳父一开始听到说啊，他的女婿到真耶稣教会来。
Because he heard that his son-in-law had went to the True Jesus Church.
他跟他长老会的朋友说啊，我的女婿受迷惑啦，我们要为他祷告啊。他已经跑错教会了。
So Philip McGill told his church members in Presbyterian Church that his son-in-law had been misled.
啊，但是黄长老回来以后啊，带着传道者去啊，都是用圣经一直跟他谈。
But then when Gideon Huang returned, he would use the Bible to show the teaching.
后来发现说，哎，这个都有圣经的根据呢。
And show the teachings to Philip McGill, and he
realized. 而且听到很多的见证。
Realized they were all from the Bible, and he heard many testimonies.
后来这个郭长老啊。国会里面长老，他就决心就要相信了。
And so then, at that time, Elder Philip McQuill believed.
我们下午再继续。
We'll continue in the afternoon.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.